Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Guys, you can use. I am your host this morning, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. My name is Teresa Graham. In case this is your first time tuning in to Serve It Up Now, guys, I tell you, I've been having a blast every morning. And today here on Tuesday morning, guys, it's a little chilly outside here in Fort Worth, Texas. I tell you, it rained yesterday, and it's a little wet outside. So if you live in a DFW area and you've experienced this rain, please take your time today when you're out and about, because you know there's a lot of drivers, guys, who don't know how to drive their vehicles, honey. And before you know it, honey, they will be done slamming the back of you or on the side of you or in the front of you. So always be careful and watch out for the next driver. I had to learn that when I was studying for my commercial license. You know, I have to be aware of my surroundings as well as other drivers, and I have to stay a certain distance from the driver so that I can ensure that they're safe as well as myself, okay? So, guys, how are you been doing? Have you been enjoying Serve It Up Now platform, our broadcast? And have you started following our channel by clicking that pink follow button? All you have to do is sign up with your email and you will be a follower of our platform. Also, beloved, if you have not started following our YouTube channel, please go over to Serve It Up Now on YouTube and click that red subscribe button and also click the notification bell so that you will always stay in the know when we upload or go live on our platform, okay? And so with that said, beloved, I want to get into a topic that I feel that's very vital to our sisters and our brothers around the world, because I think a lot of my sisters and my brothers do not get this. Amen. And what I mean is they don't have other people celebrating them. Why? Because they are surrounded with crab mentality. They are surrounded with people who are jealous of you, who can't celebrate you, but they can tolerate you. Does it make sense? And so you have a lot of people who own lookers, but they're never comment, they're never share, they're never like. You know, it's all about them, and they're thinking if they don't celebrate you, that your vision will die. And they don't realize that the Most High God has put every gift and talent inside of you for someone. It may not be for that person that you think and you expect, like a family member or a close friend or your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your fiance, or your coworkers or a stranger. You, when you expect these people that you rub elbows with and they never celebrate you, then you have to question that friendship. You have to question that relationship, because you really want someone to come and help you, amen, help you push your vision to the world, not hinder you. And so you have a lot of hindrance spirits out there, people that will come and they will hinder you. They will try to destroy you. In other words, I call them dream killers. That's right, dream snatchers. Come on, somebody. They don't want to do anything with their life. And guess what, beloved? They're not going to help celebrate you as God pushed you to the nation. Come on, somebody. But you know, I read a scripture about Proverbs. I think it was Proverbs chapter 27 and 2, beloved. It says, guys, let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, an outsider and not your own lips. Amen? Amen. And so we look at the word of God and it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. That's verse 1. But verse 2 said, let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. And so, beloved, it's okay for other people to praise and glorify the Most High God for the gifts and talents that he has given you. But not for you to go around and pat yourself on the back and praise your own self. Come on, somebody. You know, I used to, when I would sing or preach or teach or whatever I did, I would find myself shunning, running from folk who say, girl, you sure preach today. Girl, you sure tore it down singing today. Girl, because it done something to me. And the reason why it does something to me is because the Most High God will not share his glory with no man. But now had the person say, well, you know, I thank the Most High God for using you today. Or I thank the Most High God for giving you the talents that you have. I thank the Most High God for you being obedient in all that the Most High God has given you to share with us, then I think I would have felt a little better. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't be running. Because one thing I always say, glory be to God. See, it is he that gives me the gifts and talents that I have. It is he that opened the doors for me because he said my gifts will make room for me and open doors for me and bring me before great kings, in other words. Amen? And so it's not me, beloved, that needs to be praised, but it's the Most High God. He needs to be praised. It's okay to have someone, beloved, to celebrate you and not just tolerate you. And also, the first part of that scripture, Proverbs 27:1, said, do not boast about tomorrow. You know, I can't tell you how many times a lot of people say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to do this and blah, blah, blah. No, if it's the will of the Father that you be here tomorrow to do that, if it's the Father's will, and we always have to say that if it's the Father's will, you would do this or that because, you know, our life is just like a vapor. We're here today, we're gone today, beloved. Okay? So let us not get it twisted and thinking we're going to be here forever. Everybody got an expiration date on their life. And the Father God know when that date and time will be. But we got to be ready because death is sure, but are we? Okay? So let's not get it twisted thinking we're going to be here, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to, yeah, you purpose to do that in your heart, but is it the plan of God? See, you got to ask yourself, beloved, amen, amen, you got to ask yourself, is it the purpose of God? Amen, amen. And so that's why, beloved, I say, you know, I always try to say, if it be the will of the Most High God. Amen? Because God may have other plans that he wants to carry out in your life. Now, we know when we look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 29:11, he says he knows the plans he has for you and I. Declares the Most High God, plans to prosper you and I and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. And so that's why I say, beloved, when you get before the Most High God, you ask him in prayer, God, what did you create me to be? Because I know you didn't create me to be a dream snatcher, an identity snatcher. Come on, a dream killer, a jealous person, hateful. You know, God didn't create you like that. Now, the father, which is Satan, he's the father of lies. He's the father of confusion. He's the father of jealousy, pride. Okay? These are the fruits of Satan. But God has given you fruits, beloved, that's on your tree that will be a blessing. Amen? Amen. He gave it to you so you can be a blessing. Amen? And you have to understand that, beloved. Amen? You have to understand what the Most High God has given you. Amen? He has given you, I would say, fruits of joy, love, peace. You know, you go to the fruits of the Spirit and you see what fruits you was given by God. But you've got to, beloved, examine your tree to make sure that you are being all that the Most High God has made you. Amen? And so when you look at Galatians, I believe, chapter 5, 22, 21, I think, and 23, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And if you have these fruits, then you have the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And those fruits that you want to examine on your tree and make sure, beloved, you have. And that's the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace, the spirit of long-suffering, the spirit of gentleness, the spirit of goodness, the spirit of faith, the spirit of meekness, the spirit of temperance. Amen? These are the fruit of the spirit, guys, that you need to examine on your tree. And also know that these fruits will help launch your gifts and talents to the world. Amen? You can find someone who is a gorgeous knockout female, but she can have a fleshly fruits, nasty, hate, evil, jealous, backbiter, and she could be the nastiest person in the world. You won't even see her beauty because of her nastiness. But you can have an ugly, ugly woman with a sweet, pretty spirit. And she possessed all these fruits that I talked about. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. She have all these fruits on her tree, and she's the most desirable, beautiful queen. Come on, somebody. And so you have to surround yourself around people who will celebrate you and not just tolerate you. Am I making myself clear today? Who possess these type of fruit? Who don't mind commenting? Who don't mind sharing your gifts and talents with their family and friends? You'd be surprised how many people, they'll watch you from the bushes. That's right. They'll lurk in the bushes on your social media platform and will never open their mouth to celebrate you. That's a hateful person. That's a hateful person. Amen? You'd be surprised. Your enemies is right there amongst. Come on, somebody. Y'all remember when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was up in the upper room with his disciples, and he said one of them will betray him? Judas was sitting right there waiting for the moment to betray Jesus with a kiss. That's what Judas was doing. And you have a lot of them people in your circle, in your family, in your workplace, going to church with you, shouting, singing the amazing grace, and they're not saved. But they're there to try to hinder you, to try to wait for the right time, to try to say something negative, to try to knock you off your game, knock you down. You got a lot of people who try to be you. And don't realize it's just one you. Glory be to God. Amen. So we got to get out of, honey, surrounding ourselves. Everybody is not going to like what we do. But God will send the people that will help celebrate you and not tolerate you, beloved. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And it feels good when you have a friend who provide support for you. Amen? Who is in your corner as your cheerleader. Who celebrates you, beloved. You don't need somebody talking down to you. Amen? You want somebody to tell you the truth. Now, if you can't sing, you need somebody to tell you, sit your hips down, sweetie. I love you, but you can't sing. You ain't got it. Huh? You want a true friend now that's going to be a real friend and going to tell you the truth, honey. You don't want them to dress it up. Girl, you know you can sing and you know good and well you hurt my ears. Huh? You need somebody to tell you the truth. We ain't got time for no lies. Tell me, if you're my friend, you're going to tell me the truth. And if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do with the anointing of the Most High God, then guess what? You're going to celebrate what God has put in me for the world. Amen? Now, I went to Mr. Google, right? You know, guys, I went to Mr. Google because I wanted to see what they were saying about 10 qualities of a true friend, okay? And so the number one on the list of those 10 things, they say, the friend will always be honest with you. Okay? That's what they said. They'll always be honest with you. And that's what I just said. I need somebody that's going to celebrate me, but I definitely need somebody going to tell me the truth. Okay? Don't have me out there looking crazy. Okay? If you know my piece of weave, is falling out my hair. My wig is on my head sideways. I need you to tell me, girl, look here, you need to go look in the mirror, put some more glue on that weave, and then straighten up that wig or whatever I need to do. Or my eyelashes hanging. You need to tell me so I can go ahead and go back in the bathroom and get it together. Don't have me walking out looking crazy. Now, that's what a true friend, the qualities of a true friend will tell you, okay? The number two that Google say, they love you for yourself. Oh, now that is a biggie, huh? I don't want to try to transform in somebody else for you to love me. I want you to love me for Teresa. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Because I'm going to love you for you and not try to change you. Amen? Amen. Because when a person try to change you, they try to change the makeup of whom God created you to be. You can only be whom God created you to be. You never see a bird trying to be a cat. You never see a dog trying to be a lion. Come on, somebody. You can only be whom God created you to be. Because when you try to be anything else, you have walked out of the order of God. Amen? Amen. And so that's why it's so important to love who you are. And have people around you to love you for you. Amen? That's what you want in life. You want people to love you for you, not them trying to change you. Amen? Glory be to God. And so the third thing they say, they give more than they take. Oh, that's a biggie. Amen? That's a biggie. You don't want friends, every time you look around, they taking from you. They're not giving. They're takers. They're not givers. Y'all go out, you and your girlfriends, y'all go out and you eat, and they expect for you to pay all the time. Amen? I had this young lady who, and I have to tell this story because it's going to make some sense. I had this young lady who befriended me. I could tell she loved the Most High God for real. You know, she prayed, she loved to go to church. And everything, and she became an associate of mine. I say associate of mine, okay? At that time, I took her in as a spiritual sister and a friend. But I realized as the more I kept looking, she never bought anything for me. She never invited me to her house. But I've always, and I'm not saying what I did for her just to throw it in the face, but I just want to make an example out of her. I bought for her. I gave her money. I even gave her child money. I mean, she stayed in my house most of the time, eating my food, always in my house, but she never once invited me to her house. She never once spent one penny, one cent. It's not the point that she didn't spend it. She didn't offer. She didn't offer to even give me buy me a soda or buy me a stick of gum. That's a taker. That's somebody looking for you to do. Come on, somebody. And that's not how it should be. If you take your friend out 1 week, she should say, you know, and if she don't, at least somewhere in the friendship, she should say, well, Teresa, you know, I want to take you to eat a good steak. I know you love seafood. That's your thing. I want to take you to eat some seafood. But no, not her. Huh? She was a taker. You know, she was a taker. And so I was, you know, and I don't talk about people. I don't talk about people. But some people, I had to sit down and ponder why she would do this. Why? And today we're no longer friends because I cut the friendship. I cut the friendship. Because then she went from taking to saying and throwing in my face what other people do for her, as though she's throwing shade to say, I'm entitled for you to do for me. And so I'm going to tell you what everybody else do for me so maybe you can outdo them. She had a motive. She had some type of motive, guys, that she was trying to get me to bend to where she wants. But, baby, I'm not that type of girl. When I peep game, I'm going to cut you off. And so I cut off, you know. I don't like to surround myself around using spirits, you know. excuse me, if they can't celebrate me and do the same thing, then, beloved, it's time to get rid of that user, that taker. Amen? Amen. Then Mr. Google said they compromise. Okay? That's what Mr. Google said. And I was like, compromise? What does that mean? You know, compromise. And then, guys, I said, huh, okay. I say when they compromise, meaning an agreement or a settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions, okay? So in other words, they have the ability to listen to two sides in a dispute. If y'all have a disagreement, they know how to come to a settlement of the dispute. And so they compromise. Okay, and so both parties, you know, they compromise. So that's what that means. I can't ever say that I had a dispute or disagreement with any of my, I would say my friends. But if I did, I would say, you know, I don't know. I would say I've never experienced that though. That's why I'm trying to figure that out, because I don't know. When they come, you know, I don't know. I don't have much to say about that because, you know, I've never experienced that. Okay. I'm losing my train of thought right there. But, you know, Mr. Google said they compromise. Let's just put it like that. So I don't know. And so what I will say is when you have a good friend, you know, they always looking for ways to serve you. And this is not what I see on Mr. Google, but they're looking for ways to serve you and how to serve you. Amen. And so that's what I think. What do you guys think about that? Put it in the comment section because I would like to hear what you have to say. Because a true friend is someone, I believe, that really understands you and takes up for you or stand up for you, okay? And they do everything to make sure that you're happy and you're safe, okay? And that's, to me, that's a true friend. But you have a lot of, like I said, a lot of takers, a lot of haters, and you have to learn how to make those haters become your motivators. Because the more they hate you, beloved, the more you step over their hate and you move on into what the Most High God has for you. Because, beloved, believe it or not, people have hidden snares and traps to try to destroy you. And they will try to damage your character. They will try to damage who you are. They'll try to rain on your gifts and talents. They won't even attempt to share nothing with their family and friends because they hope that your vision die. They hope that it dies, okay? And so the next thing that Mr. Google says, they forgive you even without an apology. Now, that's a good friend, somebody who forgives you without an apology. You're wrong, but they're going to forgive you anyway. Now, that's a friend, okay? And you have to forgive your sisters and your brothers. You have to forgive your sisters and brothers. And can you imagine your sisters and your brothers forgiving you when you're wrong? Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible tells you, And you could tell a person who is really living according to the scriptures, because the Bible tells us. It talks about Matthew chapter 18, 21, 22. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? And Jesus Christ Yeshua said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Oh, baby, that's a long time. That's a lot of times to forgive, isn't it? Y'all be checking, Lord, have mercy. What? But that shows your character. You have to forgive your friend 70 times seven. That's what Jesus Christ Yeshua told Peter. And that applies to us today. Amen? So to forgive them even without an apology. You don't need them to apologize for their wrongdoings. You just forgive them. I've learned to forgive people, but I don't have to deal with you. I've learned that. Because I want to stay walking in love. And I'm working on my love walk, if that's good to say. I'm working on my love walk. I need to work on my love walk. And so that's what I do. I work on my love walk. Amen? Sometimes you don't feel like serving up love to people who have abused you, used you, mistreated you, lied on you, scandalized your name, huh? Hung you out to dry. You want God to get them. Yeah, God, get them. You saw what they done to me. Get them. That's not how you do it. You have to walk in love. Because they that see you love will recognize you as Jesus Christ Yeshua's disciples. That's right. It's your love walk. Huh? That proved to us that on your tree, because that's the first fruit on that tree spoken about in Galatians chapter 1. I mean chapter 5, beloved. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. Nothing else. Love. And you must have love for your sisters and your brothers and learn how to celebrate them and help push their vision to the world. You'd be surprised how many people, they'll tell you, oh, I'm going to do this, and child, they don't do nothing. They don't even be thinking about you. As long as you do for them, they acknowledge you now. Yeah, I see you. Ah, blah, blah. But if it's about you, oh, baby, they gone. You be trying to find the folk. Amen? Okay, so the next one, Mr. Google said, they believe in you. That's what a good friend is, a friend that will celebrate you. They believe in your gifts. They believe in you. Amen? They believe in you. They're not going to sit down and backbite and talk about you and try to destroy you. They believe in you. Amen? They believe in you. You need somebody that really believe in you. Amen? They will make sure whatever gifts and talents you have, they're going to make a way to help you get it out there. They're not going to try to destroy you. They're not going to do that. They're going to believe in you. Amen? Amen. And that's what you want. That's who you want in your corner. You don't need somebody who looking at you side-eyed and done went out and backbited and come back and smiled with you. You know, they smile so much that you're bleeding. And what I mean by bleeding, when you smile, they're cutting you up. Huh? With their smile. And it's fake. You don't need fakers. You need somebody who won't celebrate you and not tolerate you. Let's move on. And so the next one, Mr. Google said, they make time for you. How many of y'all got them friends who never have time to talk to you, never call you, never check up on you, but they say they're your friend, huh? You're the road dog, okay? You're the road dog, but you can't find them, huh? Never have time. You call, girl, I'm busy. Dude, I wish I can, partner. Partner, I'm busy. Huh? They only have time when they're going to get something out of it. But if they ain't getting nothing out of it, baby, you can forget it. The time is limited. Huh? On my other YouTube channel, I don't know who this person is. I'm still praying about it and asking the Most High God to reveal them to me. But every time I pop on that Risa TRV Living channel, you better believe they're going to be right there. Yeah. They sit there. If I sit there a whole hour, they're going to sit there a whole hour and watch me. Amen? They sit there and they watch. They don't have to do that. And I be there an hour. Sometimes a little bit over an hour. And they sit their hips right there and watch me. Mm-hmm. And that's supporting me, whether they're there for good or bad. They still support the channel. And they sit there and they watch. And I appreciate them. I don't care what they're there for. I do appreciate them taking time out to even sit there a whole hour looking at me. Amen? And I have some so-called friends won't even click in when I'm live. They won't even click in when I'm like, they say they're my friend, and some of my friends, they'll lurk around and don't want you to know they're watching you. But they're watching. Amen? Or listening to this broadcast. That's right. That's how people roll. But baby, if I tune in, I want you to know I'm there. If I watch you, I want you to know I celebrate you. And I want to help you push the vision the Most High God has given to you, to the world. I'm not going to come and be in your circle and not help you and believe in you. I sit and listen to you, and if I feel in my spirit, man, that's not going to work, I'm going to give you my opinion, and I have a right as your friend to tell you the truth. Amen? Not to hurt you, not to damage you, but you should be able to take criticism. You should be able to take corrective instruction. You should be able to allow me to say, nah, 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 that ain't gonna work. Let's do something different. And I'm good at that, y'all. I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. Yeah, believe that. If you're my friend, it take a special person to connect with me and be my friend, because I'm one, baby. I ain't finna throw no rock and hide no hands. And I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is. What you say? I'm going to tell you. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm going to tell you whether it's wrong or right. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's what it's all about, beloved, being able to be told the truth by your friend. Amen? So you need someone to believe in you and make time for you. Amen? You may have something you want to discuss with your friend, and you want to be able to tell them. Amen? They need to have time. Okay, let me cut everything off. You have my full attention. And you sit there and you talk and you conversate. And don't let the conversation be all about you, though, you complaining. Find out how your friend is. Well, okay, I told you everything I'm going through. How are you doing? That's what a person who's not a taker would do. They'll tell you all their problems, then they'll turn around and say, well, how are you doing today? Is there anything you would like to talk about? You find out. This is what you call a true qualities of a friend. A good friend, that is, huh? Okay, let me move on because I got to go. Now, the next one, they are respectful of you. That's right, y'all. Y'all don't need no disrespecting friend who say any and everything out of their mouth to you. Huh? Calling you out your name, degrading you, calling you the B's and the H's and all this other profanity words that they use. That's not a true friend, and they're not respecting who you are. Amen? Amen. And these are things, they must be respectful of your space, of your time, huh? Of your home, of your material things. Okay? Respect you. You don't come to somebody's house and put your feet up in their chair. That's not respectful. You don't get in somebody's car and junkie up their car and throw your soda can on the floor. That's not respectful. Huh? You don't go out and eat dinner and then get your fork that you done ate off and start digging in their plate, eating out of their plate. That's not respectful. Amen. So you have to be respectful. Amen. Of each other. Amen. That's what you have to do. You have to be so respectful of others. Amen. Glory be to God. I hope I helped somebody with Mr. Google. Amen. And some things you have to look at and examine your own self in the mirror. You have to ask yourself, are you trustworthy? Are you honest? Amen. Are you dependable? Are you loyal? Are you easily able to trust others? Amen. Can you express empathy for others? Can you be non-judgmental? And are you a good listener, beloved? Are you these things? These are things you have to ask yourself. Are you supportive of your friends, like celebrating them instead of tolerating them? Are you self-confident? Do you have humor in your life? And are you fun to be around? You can have friends you don't even want to see them coming. Oh, Lord. You don't want to see them running, coming, baby. You start running. What? They call. You look at their number and hit the silent button. I don't even want to talk to you. Huh? Because you know what time of day it's going to be. Come on, somebody. So are they fun to be around? And I'm going to leave you with the scripture. Examine the scripture and see whether these fruits are on your tree today. See whether you are being led of the Holy Spirit to possess these fruits. And have you received these type of fruits? And have you been working on these fruits? So I want to know, on your tree, is there love? The fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, the fruit of long-suffering, the fruit of gentleness, the fruit of goodness, the fruit of faith, the fruit of meekness, temperance. Is that, I mean, when you look at your tree, do you see that? Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, tree is known by its fruit. I want to know what type of fruit is on your tree, beloved. Amen. 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 So with that said, beloved, I got to go. I got to go. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our podcast every morning because truly, beloved, it is truly a blessing to have you here with me. If you know anybody who would like to come on the show as a guest, you got a testimony, you're a singer, you're a writer, whatever it is, it's free of charge. All you have to do is contact me through Serve It Up Now. Write me a brief statement of what you want to share on the show. Leave your comment, your contact information, and I will contact you back after reviewing it prayerfully. I will schedule a date and time and get with you and see what you think about it, and we'll go from there, okay? Because like I said, I will be on Blog Talk Radio, and you never know what the show is going to be about, beloved. So definitely, guys, we want to make sure that we are, you know what I'm saying, we are really supporting each other, okay? And this platform is to serve up your gifts and talents. That's why this platform is very important to me. It's because it's serving up your gifts and talents, okay? And so with that said, guys, again, if you want to listen to the show anytime live, beloved, you know you can always call into the show when we are on the air, okay? And make sure to do that. And also lock in blogtalkradio.com/serveitupnow on your phone so that you can always have this show, this platform on your cell phone, and you can listen to the many shows that we have. And I tell you, I just enjoy coming on Monday through Friday, you know, I really do. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Just like this morning, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. But guess what? I'm here to talk about celebrating your friends and not just tolerating them. How about that? Oh, that's a good one. Amen. Yeah, you need folks to celebrate you. Amen. Oh, my goodness. So with that said, guys, stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next broadcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give God praise.
Come on and praise.
3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise.